And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Hurricane Matthew devastated eastern North Carolina last fall, and many people there are still suffering. The needs of the communities affected reached almost $3 billion. Now, 7 months later, recovery efforts are sputtering and woefully underfunded. Immediately after the storm, state lawmakers appropriated $200 million and promised much more would be done. The first round of federal assistance came to a few hundred million dollars more, but that's it. State officials asked the federal government in April for $925 million in supplemental disaster recovery funding, a common practice after devastating storms. The Trump administration stunningly responded with $6 million. The recently passed Senate budget included $70 million and another $80 million to draw down federal money, but add all that up, and there are still almost $2 billion of unmet needs in hurricane recovery. Senate leaders also decided to put $363 million in the state savings account this year, bringing the total in savings to $1.8 billion. Senate leaders want to put more money in savings while people are suffering from one of the worst storms of the century. Aren't emergencies what savings accounts are actually for? I'm Chris Fitzsimon.